The latest National Geographic radio expedition explores the ocean, a realm that remains largely unknown, but not far away. Marine scientists are gathering basic data that may unlock the mystery. Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Dr. Sylvia Earle, a distinguished marine biologist, is exploring parts of the sea more thoroughly than anyone has before.
So little of the ocean has been seen. It is like the early days of exploring the American West.
Oceans are so little known that basic data doesn't exist for most areas. She's using a submarine so simple to operate that scientists can learn to be pilots in a few days and then go exploring the seas by themselves as they do on land.
Jane Goodall, studying chimpanzees, wouldn't assign to an assistant the job of going out and bringing back the data. She wants to be there.
The ship we're on, the Gordon Gunter, belongs to a government agency, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Dr. Earle used to be its chief scientist. Now, she has her own research firm, specializing in the use of these one-person mini-submarines called Deep Workers. There's one beside us on deck. It looks like a scaled-down Volkswagen Beetle.
You're about to go get in that sub and go on a dive. Just tell me what you're going to do this morning.
There are two things that I want to look for. I want to look for signs of damage that may have been brought about by using trawls. I've seen lots of it in other places here in the Gulf. And I'd like to see, basically, what the character of this area is. Will I find coral? Will there be seagrass beds out there in the relatively shallow portions? Site characterization, basically, to establish a solid reference point against which change can be assessed over time.
Basic data. That's what she's after. The same kind of stuff you'd notice walking in a new neighborhood. Who's there? What's there? What does it look like? On this expedition, with the Deep Worker subs, dozens of scientists are going much deeper and for far longer than they could with scuba gear. Now Sylvia Earle lowers herself through the sub's hatch opening and settles into the pilot's seat. The sub is relatively simple, but there's a long pre-launch safety checklist.
Enable thrusters, right toe down.
Thrusters enabled, right toe down.
Still, the advantages over scuba are easily apparent. Divers get wet. They need air tanks and rubber suits and swim fins. Dr. Earle is in a sleeveless blouse and loose-fitting black slacks. And instead of a face mask on her head, she's got a baseball cap with an embroidered squid.
Right heel down.
Right heel down.
Good. Turn port.
Port.
Good.
She's carrying notebooks. She'll be able to write down her observations. She's got a video camera. The scientists try to record everything. She can shoot for hours in complete comfort.
Normally the dives are 5 or 6 hours, sometimes only 3 or 4, but 3 or 4 hours at 200 feet or 2,000 feet, it makes no difference. Once you're in this little protective capsule, the depth down to 2,000 feet really is not an issue.
This is some of what they see down there. About 60 miles out in the Gulf of Mexico from the present coastline of Florida is the old coast, from when the Ice Age made the sea levels much lower than they are today. An archaeologist in Deep Worker found signs out there of ancient human communities. Elsewhere in the Gulf, in the last 2 years, researchers from Florida State University discovered that grouper fish dig large pits in the sea floor, some 6 feet deep and 15 feet across, and the fish live in them like nests. No one knew grouper did that, though the behavior had been seen in tilefish. The researchers made their findings without Deep Worker, Dr. Earle said, but they joined her in June for a chance to simply observe their subjects.
You're actually out there and you see these great hollowed out places in the sea floor. And you see it in context over this huge area of flat, and then there's this rounded out place with like a volcano in some cases.
Observing these things is really practically impossible without something like this.
Now you could use a remotely operated vehicle, but it's still not the same. You go down there and look around and see something out of the corner of your eye, and you follow your hunch, You use your judgment and you use your experience.
Her expedition, coordinated by National Geographic, called Sustainable Seas, is in its fourth year. The plan has been to survey as much as possible of the U.S. National Marine Sanctuaries.
Underwater comms transducer. That's good.
Sounds good to me.
VHF test, channel 8-2.
Topside, topside, this is Deep Worker. How do you copy?
I have you loud and clear, Tommy.
Loud and clear.
Great. A crane arm lifts the sub off of the deck and lowers it to the sea. It bobs at the surface for a moment, and then the small craft starts down, with Sylvia Earle at the controls.
Roger that, Deep Worker, roger that. Good copy, good copy. Begin dive, over.
The communications man, Sasha LeBaron, has handled dozens of Dr. Earle's dives.
She's like, almost like a marine mammal herself. She goes down, she doesn't come back for 5 or 6 hours. She's just totally at home down there. And she'll find things that no one else would even find.
Break, break, deep worker, topside.
Sylvia, how long will you stay down there? Over.
My plan to stay 3 or 4 hours. Really get to know these creatures. I just got acquainted with some small, well, they're called jawfish. One fish to a burrow. They're very feisty, territorial little guys, but no bigger than your little finger.
And that is how the dive goes. Nothing dramatic, just a scientist recording data on another unexplored site that happens to be far below the surface of the water.
People will come back, whether it's next year or 5 years or 50 years, and say, well, the year 2001, here's what it was like. Now, here are changes that we can gauge based on that baseline.
For Radio Expeditions, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society. A photo gallery from the Sustainable Seas Expedition can be seen at the website npr.org.